It's time to get philosophical with Stephen Silvani, AFL Trade Radio's local expert. Become a local expert. Get leads, run your business, and improve your cash flow from one app.
And today's philosophical, walking a player through to the draft. There's no one better to talk about this topic than you, Stephen Silvani. As today's philosophical, you did it back in 2019 when your targeting of Jack Martin saw him go through to the preseason draft and was secured by the Carlton Footy Club, meaning that the Gold Coast Suns got him for nothing. A couple of other examples in history. Nobes, the Luke Ball situation, ended up becoming a Collingwood player for their premiership of 2010, having effectively walked to the draft. He went to the national draft, but would have gone to the preseason draft. They just couldn't get a deal done with Ross Lyon and St Kilda at that point in time. And Nick Stevens also, nothing in return for him leaving Port Adelaide to go to Carlton in the early 2000s. So it's just the concept of running that through. We talk about it a bit. It's always the option for a manager who, or a player who wants to get to a particular club, but there's just no bargaining around it. Specifically, just take us back through the 2019 experience with Jack Martin and how it can apply potentially in 2022.
Look, it's something you don't want to do. Like you really do want to try and get a deal done with the club. So you obviously put a fair and reasonable deal, and there's a bit of argy-bargy between both clubs, but generally you'd like to do a deal. And we got close several times in doing a deal, but the club with Jack, or Gold Coast at the time, felt as though that he was worth more and they wanted a first-round pick for him.
So they're getting too bogged down. You were offering two second-round picks?
Yeah, future second and a second round, which...
And they wanted more than that.
I think I can't recall totally... But I know it was two second rounders, whether one of those was a future, but it equated to about pick 9 or 10 in points, I think it was. Might have been pick 11, not too sure. But between, so it was a relatively, we weren't just throwing picks away, no. They were worth something. So, and we just couldn't, look like we had a deal at times and then just couldn't get it done. And then obviously we thought, well, you know what, we'd had some money spare in the cap and we basically, had the confidence of Jack Martin's manager at the time that, okay, we can get this done. If this doesn't happen, we'll look at the pre-season draft.
You put an extraordinarily high number on his head, which got smoothed out over the journey. Yeah. But that was obviously strategy to put, I think it was more than $1 million on his head for that first year.
I can't recall what it was.
Oh, I think you could, Soss.
I don't know. I
think you're not going to forget that.
Anyway.
Was it $1 million? Was it $1 million for that first year of the deal?
What we did, I'll take that as a yes. What you've got to understand is this. So there was a long-term contract offered, and I think we may have been pick 3 at the time, something like that, pick 2 or 3 at the time. So we actually didn't have first pick in the pre-season draft, so he needed to get through a couple of clubs before he got to us. That's why we ended up front ending a contract. So
so you put a price on his head that no one else could match.
Right.
Does that price just apply for the first year, or is it for? Well, actually, what is the duration of putting the price on a head?
In relation to...
trying to get the other market away from your player.
Well, it depends on how you want to structure, because when you've got to nominate terms. So his management group would have nominated terms of the contract.
The entire contract.
So if basically, say it was Melbourne at the time, had they took him in with the first pick in the pre-season draft, they would have had to have honoured that contract. So whatever he put in...
And you made it a ridiculously high number on the first couple of years that no one would have thought about it.
Well, it's all strategy-wise, but you've got to understand where other clubs' contracts are and what they can fit. So we sort of made sure that he'd get through to us. With all of this happening is that you've got to understand the pressure on the player, that he's just gone through a trade period that, you know, it's stressful for players who want to get to other clubs and that doesn't get done. So he's got to be strong in the mind, and his family got to be strong, and his manager's got to be strong to know we will get this done. If we can't get it done here, we'll get it done here.
Yep.
So that's the problem. It's the second bit that players are really worried about.
And
that's why more often than not, when you can't get a deal done in that period, they end up staying with their club because they don't know what other club they're going to get to if they put themselves into a pre-season or the national draft. So Yeah, so that's what happened.
Which is the incentive of structuring the contract that way, because you can knock two or three out knowing that if they pick him, you've got to pay it that way. It can't be adjusted once they've put their terms in. So hence that's the strategy.
So the breakdown of salary per year is the tool to
use. That's the lever that you've got to actually make sure that he gets to your point. And you're right. The sauce is exactly right. The stress of not getting a deal done and then saying, you'll be right, hang in there for another, you know, another month, because it's not until you get to the draft period or beyond that now. So it's another 4 or 5 weeks, and then you've got to get your high-performance guys to talk to him. The coach's got to stay in contact with him. So are they going to move? Do they come down and start looking for houses? It's a stressful time for that particular window.
Can I put it to you, Soss, it wasn't just for that first year with Jack Martin. It was actually for the first 2 years that he was on $1 million on the Carlton books?
No, that's not right. I don't think that's
more
right.
More than that? More than $1 million?
No, that's not right.
For the first year it was?
I can't remember what the total amount was. But look, it was a fair bit of money in the first year.
It's come off, hasn't it? It's come off to the point where what he was on this year and next year is a whole lot less.
Well, when you basically, when you're able to save money in the cap, and that, I think like North are in that position, Essendon are in that position, that, you know, if you manage your cap, you can do all sorts of things. And even from a free agent's point of view, where you go, okay, if you look at the total amount, you might go and offer a free agent 5 years. But if you know that you can bring a lot of that money forward, at the end of the day, you mightn't have to pay as much over that period of time, knowing that a free agent might get $1 million or $1.5 million in his first year. You might save that in his fifth year. So you might get a $100,000, $200,000 discount across the, you know, across the 5 years. So managing your cap's really important, and a way to actually, you know, bring players to the club. So there are a whole heap of things you can do.
Mm. Do you see it happening this year? No, in some form?
Possibly, yeah. I think North are in the box seat probably without a second pick at the moment, depending on what they do with the picks they've been allowed from the AFL. But yeah, they've got the option. They'll get the first pick in the pre-season.
Yep.
So the rules there, I'm a bit like Soss, I don't like it, but it's there as leverage. But it is a practical rule that you can actually use.
Yeah.
And if you plan for it, you can actually step someone through.
And West Coast, again, as I said before to one of our callers, they're not trying to actively get Luke Jackson across. But if the Dockers can't pull the deal off with Melbourne, at pick two in the preseason draft, the mechanism is there for them to swoop at that stage.
Well, I think that's really what happened with Nick Stevens at the time. I think Nick wanted to go to Collingwood and they couldn't get the deal done. And Carlton had the first pick in the preseason draft. Yep. So that's how Nick got to Carlton. Yep. So this could be a situation where we think the deal will get done with Jackson to Frio, but if it doesn't, at pick two, it's whether North would call him, knowing that he wants to get back to WA.
Yep. And Frio would know that West Coast have got second pick.
Exactly right.
So yes, a home time rivalry. So it works in your favour sometimes.
And Melbourne know that too.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, it's the backdrop move for all of them. Yeah.